fellow Googlers.
As a follow-up, are there additional ways to create competition using the best market value for commodities and livestock, or must we remain at the mercy of the packers? As a follow-up, are there additional ways to create competition ensuring the best market value for commodities and livestock, or must we remain at the mercy of the packers?
I think the best way to deal with the prices, I think, is to open up the market. Because right now, what have we got? We've got a captive audience, and in some cases where farmers are getting subsidized, and sometimes they don't have the incentives to try something new for a change. I remember the Lewiston Morning Tribune a few years back where somebody was growing wheat and he wasn't making enough money, but in the same year he grew the same crop wheat and he still wasn't making enough money. Now wheat's up to a bushel. We're doing pretty good on that. So I think what we have to do is to encourage farmers to start growing different things, to start looking at different ways of doing things. Because right now, with all the rules and regulations that farmers have to go by, if they do partake in some of these subsidies, well, they can only grow certain things. Sometimes we're paying people not even to grow things. And so in that case, there is no commodities. But the market, I think, itself will determine which price is going to be best. And I don't... A few years back, New Zealand tried this. They tried the free market idea, and everybody thought that farming and stuff was just going to go downhill. It didn't happen. But they survived it, and I think we can look at some of those ideas. And we can't just do the same old things we've been doing for years and years.
Mr. Reber, there was a couple of different ways of answering that question. When I was in the agricultural business, I was just struggling to try and make a living. I borrowed all the money for the purchase of the cattle and for my operating expenses, so I wasn't in a position to create any kind of a separate brand for my own product. But one of the ways we can do it is create incentives in the marketplace for brands to be created. It's one of the reasons I was the chief sponsor of the Country of Origin Labeling for the purposes of being able to label our meat products born, raised, and processed in America. Not everybody can do that, but the other thing we need to do is find out why there is a concentration within the meat packing industry. Is it federal regulation? Is it federal taxation? Is it cheaper to do it some other way, some other place? And I'm a big fan of small packers having an opportunity to be recreated and figuring out just exactly why did they go out of business in the first place. I sometimes tell the story of how I got involved in politics. My dad was in the state legislature. Why? Because my great-grandfather helped create the Milk Control Board. My grandfather served on the Milk Control Board, and my dad sued him. And Mark Roscoe and I eliminated. It took four generations to get back to where we were in the first place, and it started out sounding like a good idea at the beginning to set the price, and in the end of three generations, it eventually put all of the small producers out of business. Find out why there's a concentration in the meatpacking industry in the first place. Create incentive for small producers to be able to go into the meatpacking business and find out, can we please have state control of inspection as opposed to a federal control of inspection so that we have the safest food product as we already do in the nation, but it does not have to necessarily be established by people in Washington, D.C. dictating a standard back to a state like Montana when it doesn't make sense and punishing our small producers. That's one of the ways we can do it, so we can do it through value added on our own agricultural products, branding, and competition.
Thank you, Mr. Reber. Mr. McDonald.
Thank you very much for the question. Both of my opponents in this election have forgotten the key element. The reason why we've had so much concentration in the marketplace is captive supplies. Now, if any of you have ever fed cattle, which I've done often, and I look across this group, and I know many of you have, when those cattle are ready for processing, they're ready. And every day that you can't get them to a slaughterhouse costs the producers big time. And if you allow the packers to be in the live cattle business and hold a captive supply, it allows them to draw on their own cattle at any strategic point in time. And by doing so, they can leverage the price in the marketplace. Secondly, and almost as important, and it's an issue that we struggled with for so many years as I served as president of the Montana Cattlemen's Association, one of the founders of RCAF, is cheap foreign cattle that also the packers can draw on to stay out of the marketplace.